Phone off the hook, shirt off, pants off, try hard mega nerd mode. Time to dotes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fifth episode of Stories from the Sod Shop. I have here with me the internet's favorite Dota personality, hands down. I don't care who we're talking about. This is the one and only Josh Dreams Roberts. Hello.
Hey. That's a pretty good, pretty noble and high intro you gave for me there.
I'm feeling,
I don't know what the word I'm looking for.
The hype train.
The hype train.
Get on board, bud. We're going.
Yeah.
No, man, I'm happy to be talking to you. We were supposed to record yesterday, but you were being a very good husband.
Yeah, it was, my wife was sick, so it's okay. It was like like that one really bad day where it's like the worst day when you're sick, It's like, after this day, everything's going to get better. That was basically her day, so.
And she needed you, and you were there. And that's beautiful.
Yeah, just doing husband stuff.
How is the married life, my friend?
It's good. It's different, but it's like good. You don't go to bed, alone. Or you're like, if you're sad, you don't like. This sounds very stereotypical, but you're always with some, you're always with like that person that's like your best friend. So it's not like, if you had a bad day or whatever, it's not just like you're not just by yourself, so that's always good. And so, but it's also challenging in terms of like, you don't have to just think for yourself anymore, which is rewarding in itself, but also challenging, it's like, you always have to consider things like that. So,
yeah,
but it's really good. So
good.
It's like, should I play this third game of Dota or should I just go to bed? And sometimes, it's great to play the third game of Dota. And then also your wife is there understanding that, hey, you just play a game, whatever. It doesn't matter. Siri, okay.
Your girlfriend's not sure what you just said there, Josh.
My Siri in my pocket. But yeah, so that's just, it's been really good. So, learning each day, so.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks, man.
Me and Mrs. Pirate aren't actually married. We're living in sin. but I can definitely relate to all those intricacies you're just describing.
It's great, dude.
So what's it called? So you sent me a snap the other day and you had you were in some dungeon with 18 monitors. What do you do during the day when you're not playing Dotes?
I'm a graphic designer. So, that was my front camera. Just it's really blurry and foggy. So it's doesn't pick up light. So, but it's relatively dark, but yeah, that's, I'm a senior graphic designer at this mega church in Akron called the Chapel. So,
and it's really good. This is why you had strong feelings about the UI.
Yes. Yeah, that's why, because it's my job. So I'm not necessarily a user interface designer, but I've touched in that and I've had, I have experience with design. So it's definitely why I care about those things.
Yeah.
And heck, I even had an experience today. I was playing a game of Dota and I only think there's two things that need to be changed about the UI at this point.
Let's hear it.
I think it's only the health bars and the mana bars need to be back on top. And then the CS. I just would feel would be better back down in the corner. But I think the health bars really need it, because like I didn't even know I died, like, or was like close to dying, you know, like. And I was a hero with an escape or something. I was playing like Emerspheres or something, and like I could have got out, but I just like didn't. And partially I'm a noob and I didn't really notice that, you know, but at the same time, it probably would have been easier with it at the top, you know, so.
For what it's worth, for me, I legit couldn't find the buyback button the other day. Like, I hovered over where, you know, it tells you how much gold I have. I was like, oh, sick, I have enough for buyback. I planned this all out. And I literally sat there. I was like, I don't know where to click. I can't buy back, not due to lack of gold.
So do you know where it is now?
Yeah, figured it out now.
Yeah, but it's also like lags. I think there's like at least 4 or 5 times where I've gone to buy back, and it doesn't click right away.
Oh,
but I also think maybe they introduced that on purpose so that you don't buy back.
Oh, an accidental.
Yeah, sorry, an accident.
So, dang, man. Well, going back to your job a little bit. So,
yeah.
A lot of times, well, I shouldn't say a lot of times. So, like, did you get your degree in that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got my degree from Kent State in it's called visual communication design. It's just a fancy word for graphic design.
Yeah.
They kind of, you don't have a specification, so they kind of, you learn about everything. So, you know, I dabbled, you know, at the beginning, they teach you the cores of design and all that, fundamentals and all that stuff. And then later on when you're like a junior and senior, they kind of dabble you in, you know, like some motion design. I got to do some motion design and some like web design, all that stuff. So you don't really leave with a necessarily, what do they call it? Not a preference, but like a focus. You don't leave with a focus. You know, like, hey, I'm a design major with a focus in print or anything. They don't do that. They used to, but they don't anymore. But yeah. And then I got a minor in marketing as well. So,
okay.
Cool. Kind of have some experience in that as well. So,
yeah. Do you have like interest in, so like this weekend I was hanging out with my buddy who, is a freelance filmmaker. Do you dig like any of that stuff, like photo, film, you know, painting?
Yeah. So in college, I actually had to take all those. I had to take 3 illustration classes and 2 photography classes.
Yeah,
makes sense. No film though. That's a little different. But yeah, so I do that at my job. I get to do basically if like whatever the job calls or if I want to do it, I can do it, which is really nice. You know, if I want to do my own photography or if I want to do my own illustrations or whatever, I can do it. But I also work alongside a video, like a video team.
Yeah.
So I've been on like 1 or 2 shoots with them. I mean, I have work to do, so it's
sure.
It's not like I can just kind of leave with them, but I work right alongside with them. So I'm hoping that I can have so much experience that I can like put that and be like, you know, work alongside.
Right.
But I do. It's not like a fake, you know, it's not like a, I'm not lying when I'm saying that, but yeah. So, I do dabble in it, but
nice. And but Kent was how you met Brian. Is that the connection?
Yeah. We met through this on-campus, college ministry that he's like part-time at, and then he works at the coffee shop at Starbucks. So, yeah, we met through that, played in the band together. And then he was like, what was it, my sophomore year, and he goes, hey, you should play this game called Dota. And I was like, what? And then I realized it was like the hardest game ever.
Yeah.
Had no idea what was happening.
Right.
Played on my MacBook Pro. And then, yeah, which is, now that I have a computer, was like probably, I don't know how you can gain MMR or like play relatively good at all on one of those machines. but yeah, so I went off and on with Dota for a little while, because it's a commitment for like an hour and a hour, oh, yeah. hour 15, you know, oh, yeah. like it's like dead focus. No one can like talk to you. So, and that's also what I really enjoy about it and respect about the game. I've come to love, but yeah, so I was just, you know, I was living in college dorm, so it's just like, don't have that focus.
Also probably don't have the internet connection.
Yeah. Yeah. Going over Wi-Fi and it like cuts in and out. I would try to right when I really started playing, I would try to play like in our student center, like in the basement, and like, it was just like so laggy, and people were like always looking over my shoulder. And
like, it's not
this
fun.
This is horrible.
That's not fun.
No. No. So.
So when you were first starting out, you said it was the hardest game you'd ever played.
What, yeah.
Yeah. What, like, what made you want to continue? Because it is hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I played my backstory in terms of games, which I don't know how many I've told it a lot on the show sometimes, but I used to play Call of Duty a lot.
Right.
Like I played from Modern Warfare 1 all the way until Black Ops 2. Like mm-hmm. I played that all through on my Xbox 360 and played with my friends, and like I think we were relatively good, you know, like better than your average player, you know.
Sure.
So I enjoyed playing video games, but I never played computer games. And so, yeah, Brian told me about it. And, you know, I started playing for a little bit. And I was spamming Witch Doctor or whatever, trying to get better. Thought I was better than I was. You know, like, I think I calibrated at, like, 900 party and, like, 950 solo or something. Mm-hmm. You know, like, real low. And just super shocked. I was like, oh, man. I don't deserve this. But I think once I started playing mid, because I played with Noobs Ass Noobs for a little while. And Brian was like, hey, can you stand it for our team or whatever? And I was like, sure. And I'm like, this is really cool. And I was like, I guess I got to get a little better then. And so I got better, I think.
Yeah.
And then a guy on their team wasn't going to play for them the season following that. I think that was season 2 or something. And so they're like, you're going to play mid. And so I was like, okay, really cool. This is sweet. Played a little bit, got pretty serious for like a month, and then we went to TI5.
Mm.
So that was when I really watched the game. It was it was really fun. The environment was really cool. And then, yeah, I came back and I'm like, I want to be really good at this. So, yeah, that was, and then I just have been playing ever since. And I think things that have kept me in the game, because, you know, it can be challenging at times when the game sucks, is just, yeah. I think, for sure, is like having people that you play with, like whether they're friends in real life or, well, they're all friends in real life, but, you know, friends that you know over the internet or friends that you know in real life, you know, that get to play. And also, I think a big thing that why I really enjoyed it was also because I saw myself getting better, better than people on Noobs Ass Noobs. Not, I saw myself getting better. And so that propelled me to a place where I wanted to do more with that, not for the sake of being like prideful, but you know, just like, wow, like I actually really am getting better. And it's kind of it's a really interesting hobby. No one plays Dota, you know. It's like not a common thing. So
yeah, no, I don't think that's prideful at all. no, I'm serious.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned TI5 because that's when y'all went, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
I just have to have a brief tangential moment. This was when Ben was still pretty regular on the pod, and
yeah,
I just remember that one episode they gave you like a review of your time as an intern, and I remember listening to that episode and feeling physically anxious and like upset. I was like,
"Oh yeah, it was,
man,
it was rough."
I don't mean to fire shots at noobs ass noobs. God knows. You know, I'm part of the crew, but I just wanted to bring that up because I don't know if that was as bad for you as it was for me.
But well, it was we knew it going in. Like they were telling me that it was just gonna be like us. They were just like, we're just gonna rag on you the whole time, and I was like, okay, like I've had that. You know, I've had this in my life. Like I've never been like bullied or the butt end of the joke, but like,
sure,
I'm just easily picked on because I'm easygoing, you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I don't get upset. Like it's, I understand it's all a joke.
Yeah.
So like I was relatively okay with it, but like, it was definitely like, it was pretty cringe. Like, I just sat there thinking, like, what are the viewers gonna think? Like, this is gonna be so silly. But also, I mean, we joked pretty hard afterwards about it. So,
all right, that's good.
Definitely, yeah. But it was, oh, dude, it was still hard though. I mean, it was still just like really, really awkward.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird thing.
So. But yeah, that was their joke for the week that I was the intern. And, it was also, I had a really weird moment where some guy wanted us to sign his poster.
Oh,
and that was, I did not feel worthy. Yeah. First of all, I didn't even know pro players then. So like,
right.
He's like, you know, Brian's like, oh dude, you have like this person's signature on here. Why am I signing this?
Right,
like,
yeah.
You know, and I just was like, whatever. And so you know, I think about it now, he had like I don't remember exactly who he had, but
sure,
they were for sure like bigger names, and I was just like, this is, I don't know, it's kind of like surreal. I'll probably never get used to being on an internet podcast that's mildly famous,
you very know, like, mild folks,
very mild
like DEF list internet personalities.
Yeah, so it's definitely, I mean, it's just really cool to have people that know you, but also the fact that you can get to know them, you know, like that you can, like that's just a hurdle to step on to talk to people that like you don't know, because
right,
especially in the gaming world, they're like you know, okay, let's say I played Dota since I was 15 or whatever.
Okay, Samuel.
You know, he was like 7.
Yeah,
no,
true.
you know, like if I wasn't in the activity as I was in college, I mean, in high school, you know, like maybe I wouldn't have met as many friends, and like if gone to college, I'm sure the social skills wouldn't develop as much. I don't want to like rag on people, but if I just played anything or a game or let's say I just did design at my computer
mm-hmm.
5 days a week, mm-hmm. you know, and I wasn't in activities at school. Even if there was like a Dota team, whatever, you know, I'm just trying to make
yeah.
a point.
Like, yep.
You know, if I just spent doing one thing at home, you know, during high school, and like my social skills wouldn't be the same. So it's definitely, I look forward to meeting people that know the podcast, not just me. Cause it's fun to talk and, hear their excitement about Dota and hear their experiences, because that's, I mean, we're all sharing a common thing, and that's really cool. So
yeah, man,
that's what I like about the podcast.
Oh, 100%. That's absolutely what it's all about.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah.
I'm pretty thankful that that y'all have been able to do it for as long as you have. I mean, what is it, like episode 140?
It's almost 150. Yeah. It's almost a 150. So that's, I mean, even like, that's like over 3 years, you know, of just making a podcast every week, every other week. So,
yeah. And I think, I mean, A, that's a hell of a thing. And B, like, to make anything for that long is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of making something over a long period of time, you like that transition? I'm trying.
I like it. I like it. Good work, man. Good work.
I'm trying. So, yeah, you started out in the trench, man, and now you're a big baller, freaking almost 3K. I don't know if I know you anymore. Tell me about that, man. You're the man. You're the dream. You're living the dream.
I'm the dreams.
Yeah, man.
It's good. I'm currently on a pretty big loss streak, so but probably because I've been careless and been playing like in the early morning there. You know, have you ever seen the Purge video where he talks about the percentages of, you know, gaining MMR and all that stuff?
Yeah.
I've definitely pushed myself on the lower percentage, but it was really good. I never spammed a hero. I never really even spammed a position. I found that when I've won the most and gained the most MMR is when I'm flexible.
Yeah.
You know, because dude, there's a point in which like you do got to play support and you do have to like pick, you know, buy wards.
Yeah.
And you got to pick the hero that has stuns for crying out loud, you know? So
sometimes it's just back to basics.
Yeah, of course. I found a whole bunch of MMR right around 1500 to 2K where I played Spectre when she was pretty OP. But with the new meta, it's really hard because you fight all the time. So
right.
Which
at a certain point is good for spec because you can kind of, you know, your team can hang out as four and then spec can jump in. Yeah. But she has a really tough early game.
Yeah. Yeah. And I definitely, you know, the build used to for sure be, I used to have it down pat. It was, you know, like poor man shield, phase boots, urn, and then try to rush a radiance, you know, after that. And urn isn't even, people say don't even go that anymore because it's just not worth it. Yeah. I think the build's like Vanguard into radiance or maybe don't even go radiance. But yeah, I used to have it down, but she's changing. So, and she's so squishy at the beginning, you know?
Right,
so
if
you don't, especially if you don't have any supports in solo games, it's like, or, you know, brutal. Like a true support. Like if you don't have like a babysitting support, it's really hard to just at least be okay in lane. So found some early MMR just playing mid and outplaying people, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a grind. It'll probably always be a grind. The way to gain MMR is grinding. I mean, there's no, you know, you got to play three to four, five games in a day. You know, like that's usually how I do it now is when Katie works a weekend. I'll grind a day or two and because she'll work 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
And so I'll get up at like 6:45, 7 o'clock in the morning, get up, like get my coffee, get up a warm up game and then go grind. But
that's interesting because, well, so you enjoy a carry, right? You enjoy that?
Yeah. Well, I think I have my most success in the offlane, to be honest. Yeah, like I have a 75% win rate with Faceless Void on like 45 games. I have like a 65 with Tidehunter, like 63 with Slardar or something like that. So I do well with the initiators and the things like that, but I think when it comes down to it, if I'm having a good day, I'm really focused. I really want to play the carry because I know when shit hits the fan, that I have to, you have to bank on yourself. And usually as an offlaner, you just can't win the game on your own, you know?
Or
even just like, not your own, because it's not just you. I mean, people say, oh, I have to carry the games with that. Like, that's not true. You just have to prevent your other teammates from tilting, basically, and making bad mistakes.
Yeah.
That's like ultimately how you gain MMR, is just either outplaying them so well that you're like Sumail or something, really good hero.
Which like is unlikely in our skill bracket. Like,
oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And,
go
and
on,
even when,
sorry.
No, you're totally right. And given the fact that like, and you're probably not really that good. You may think you are, but like, you're not. So yeah, just like for me, it's just preventing my teammates from tilting and recognizing who is probably the best on my team. You know, outside yourself, if you want to think you're the best, outside yourself, who's the most competent on your team, who are, who doesn't just generally feed.
Right.
So that's my, and also mute people. I'm dead serious. Mute people, don't care. Like, the communication doesn't matter. Like, in a pub, you know, they're just going to tilt you. You're going to say something back. You're going to tilt them more. Like, it's just the way it works. And so,
yeah,
that's my kind of keys.
Yeah, it can be a pretty dark negative feedback loop.
So, you know, the dude, I had a Monkey King. I lost the game earlier, but I had Monkey King. I think he was mid or whatever, and he was mad that Safelink got ganked and we like died once or twice or something. And so, like, minute 20, he just like jumped from tree to tree all the way to their base and then like would jump back. And he was like, and this was crazy because we actually came back at one point. And in theory, if he didn't get tilted and he still played the game, we would have had like a better chance of coming back. Yeah. We would have had a good chance of coming back. Because like, and even the, you know, we would win fights, but even the fights that we would lose, you know, like we lose four guys, they lose three or something, like the other two guys were almost dead. So, you know, like, even if he had an ult or something, you know, it would have made a huge difference. So I just think, one, don't tilt yourself, and two, don't get like, try not to tilt others, I guess.
I think that's a really important point, in that you can only control yourself, and you know, I find myself getting upset and it's like, no, you can't, like, it's, and most importantly, like, it's not fun. It's not fun for you. So, like, you know, do whatever you have to do. Like, take a deep breath, get a drink of water, like, you know, mute everybody if that's what it takes. Like, you know, find some way for the game to continue to be fun. Because, like...
And even, like, if you're facing megas or whatever, and most of your team, unless you're grinding, I would say don't give up.
Right.
If you're grinding, I would tell you to give up, because it's not worth it for you to tilt, you know. It's not worth, like, if you know for sure you have no chance, don't even consider fighting against megas and bickering with your team, because it's not worth it. But if you think you have a chance, or like if you're just playing for fun and this is your first, like, your only game of the day, like, play against megas, have fun, get a meal in there, like, sorry, get a maelstrom, you probably can't get a meal in there, but but yeah, just, you know, get to item and just have fun with it. I mean, ultimately, it's just a game at the end of the day. I know, like, we're competitive and you want to gain MMR, but it's still a game.
Yeah, and it's also just one game out of the, you know, many that you will play.
Oh, of course, so.
Cool, man. Well, listen, I'm very excited to have had you on.
Man.
Everybody should know that Dreams is going to be coming on here more often.
Yes, sir. We have some visions for it. So
yeah, we're trying to go to do big places. bring you guys some big content.
We're hoping TI9. We're hoping.
Me and Dreams are going to get a direct invite from Valve.
And, stories from the side shop.
Yeah,
we'll just be
us and Slacks and Purge. It's gonna be a party, man. All right, man. That's great. Thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, dude.
We'll talk to y'all soon.